Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to the Science of Success. Introducing your host, Matt Bodner.
Welcome back to the Science of Success. I'm your host, Matt Bodner. I'm an entrepreneur and investor in Nashville, Tennessee, and I'm obsessed with the mindset of success and the psychology of performance. I've read hundreds of books, conducted countless hours of research and study, and I'm going to take you on a journey into the human mind and what makes peak performers tick, with a focus on always having our discussion rooted in psychological research and scientific fact, not opinion. We're going to open today with a story of Amelia Earhart. This is an excerpt from the book, The Obstacle is the Way by Ryan Holiday, which I highly recommend, and I've talked about a little bit on the podcast, but we'll talk about more later. Amelia Earhart wanted to be a great aviator, but it was the 1920s, and people still thought that women were frail and weak and didn't have the stuff. Women's suffrage was not even a decade old. She couldn't make her living as a pilot, so she took a job as a social worker. Then one day the phone rang. The man on the line had a pretty offensive offer, along the lines of, "We have someone willing to fund the first female transatlantic flight. Our first choice has already backed out. You won't get to actually fly the plane, and we're going to send two men along as chaperones, and guess what? We'll pay them a lot of money, and you won't get anything. Oh, and you very well might die while doing it." You know what she said to that offer? She said yes. Less than 5 years later, she was the first woman to fly solo nonstop across the Atlantic and became, rightly, one of the most famous and respected people in the world. This episode, in many ways, is going to serve as a bridge between the conversation we had before about the reality of perception and the podcast about dealing with setbacks. And I wanted to open with that story. I think it's a really powerful story about acceptance. Really, what this episode is about acceptance. Accepting things not because they're right or because they're fair, but because it's the best thing you can do at the time. And I want to share one more quick quote from Ryan Holiday. "There is no good or bad without us. There is only perception. There is the event itself and the story we tell ourselves about what it means. Through our perception of events, we are responsible for the creation as well as the destruction of every one of our obstacles." And so there's a couple kind of key points to really understanding why Amelia Earhart's story is so important and why acceptance is so important. And the first is that events are external to us. Events are not good or bad. Events simply are. They simply things that happen. They don't have anything to do with us. They're not happening because of something we did in many instances. They're not happening because we're being punished for something. They just are. They just happened to have taken place. It's our perception of events that creates meaning. We assign a meaning to something that's completely external to us. We say, this happened and it's good. This happened and it's bad. But those events don't actually have any meaning outside of us assigning it and saying, this is good because it helps me or it hurts me or because I like that or I don't like that. The reality is that these events are completely unassociated with us until we insert ourselves and we say that it's good or we say that it's bad. And that's a process called personalization. What that really is it's the ego inserting itself into a situation and saying, this isn't really external. This is about me. It's about me because it's, you know, it's fair or it's right or it's just or it's unfair or it's not right or it's not just. And there's an amazing quote, and I would recommend this book actually as well, especially if you're in the financial world. What I Learned Losing $1 Million by Jim Paul. And this is an excerpt from that book where he talks about the process of personalization and what happens when you assign your ego and when you tie your ego to events that are outside of your control. And by the way, this book, What I Learned Losing $1 Million, is a story of how Jim Paul built a $1 million fortune and then lost all of it, largely because he personalized external events. So this is one of the most important passages in the book, and I'll share it with you now. If you say, I'm right or I'm not wrong, you have implicated your ego, which invariably you will try to protect. Taking either successes or failures personally means, by definition, that your ego has become involved and you are in jeopardy of incurring losses due to psychological factors. Edison didn't take the failures or losses personally, and he succeeded brilliantly. If, unlike Edison, you take the failures personally, or like Henry Ford, you take the successes personally, you are setting yourself up for disaster. Having tied your self-worth to the vicissitudes of factors beyond your control, you will be primarily concerned with protecting your ego rather than trying to determine the appropriate course of action.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring the right person takes time. Time that you often don't have. But you shouldn't let a time crunch get in the way of finding the right candidates for your business.
That's why LinkedIn is the best place to post your job. In fact, I was on LinkedIn Jobs this morning looking for candidates to fill a key role in one of my businesses. LinkedIn Jobs screens candidates with hard and soft skills you're looking for so that you can hire the right person quickly. You can look for things like collaboration, creativity, and adaptability, looking beyond just work skills and resumes to connect you with the candidates who are a perfect match for your business. That's how LinkedIn makes sure that your job post gets in front of the people you actually want to hire, because they have a much better ability to get a deep insight into exactly who is the right candidate for you and your business. Find the right person meant for your business today with LinkedIn Jobs. You can pay what you want, and the first $50 is on them. Just visit linkedin.com/success. Again, that's linkedin.com/success to get $50 off your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
I think that's an incredibly powerful statement. And it goes back to the story about Amelia Earhart. When she accepted that offer, that offensive, insulting, rude offer, that demeaning offer, was her ego involved in that decision? I think it definitely wasn't. She knew that despite the fact that that offer was insulting, rude, sexist, whatever it might have been, she said, you know what? This is my chance. This is the opportunity that I've been waiting for. This is the time that I can say yes, and I can seize this chance, and I can take the first step. I can get the first toehold in the journey that I want to take. She let go of her ego. She let go of the personalization of, oh, what's this going to say about me? These people are telling me that I'm inferior, that I can't do it by myself, that I need babysitters, that I'm not going to get paid, all of these things. If she had let her ego rule that decision, we probably wouldn't be having this conversation, because none of us would know who Amelia Earhart was. This is an incredibly powerful thing that you can apply to your everyday life. When external events take place, you absolutely have to take your ego out of your perception of reality. And I think where people really get tied up in this is when they get caught up in why things are the way that they are. The most damaging perceptions that people have, the most damaging personalizations of external events, are when people say things like, why is this happening to me? This isn't fair. This is unjust. This is bullshit. I shouldn't have to deal with this. I shouldn't have to go through this. It's unfair that I'm the one who this always happens to. Those are watchwords. Those are trigger phrases. If you ever hear yourself saying anything like that, you need to be incredibly vigilant, because you are personalizing an external event and you're putting yourself in serious jeopardy of being able to achieve what you want to achieve, being able to accomplish the goals that you want to accomplish. The key, the answer, the way to approach this in a much more thoughtful way, the way to approach this is like a Buddhist monk, is like a Stoic. You need to approach it with an acceptance. Let go of your ego. Let go of trying to assign meaning to what happens externally to you. And accept what happens. Accept the external event. Whether it's good, whether it's bad, whether it's fair, whether it's right, whether it's just, it doesn't matter. It already happened. You getting caught up in why it happened to you, why it has to be this way, is not going to change what has already happened. All it's going to do is cause you a bunch of emotional anguish. It's going to waste a bunch of your time. It's going to waste a bunch of your energy, and you're going to end up frustrated and angry. And this goes back to the conversation we had about dealing with setbacks. It's the same thing. If you're dealing with a setback and you've personalized it, you're going to feel a lot of frustration. You're going to feel a lot of anger. You're going to be really mad. This is unfair. Why is this happening to me? You have to pull the ego out of that. It doesn't matter why it's happening. It doesn't matter why it's happening to you. It doesn't matter why it's fair. Did Amelia Earhart care if it was fair or if it was just or if it was an insulting offer? No, she took it because she knew that that was the next step. She knew that that was the thing that was going to leapfrog her into the history books forever. So in your everyday life, when things happen, Don't personalize them. Don't say, why is this happening to me? The sooner you can cultivate the ability to accept things as they are, not as you want them to be. It doesn't matter if you're right. It doesn't matter if you're wrong. All that matters is the way things really are, the way things have happened, what is really taking place. The sooner you can recognize how things are and not get caught up, not bring your ego into the perception of how you think they should be, the sooner you can take the right action, the sooner you can take meaningful steps to really getting what you want, to really going where you want to go. And that's critically important.
Thank you so much for listening to The Science of Success. We created this show to help you, our listeners, master evidence-based growth. I love hearing from listeners. If you want to reach out, share your story, or just say hi, shoot me an email. My email is matt@successpodcast.com. That's M-A-T-T at successpodcast.com. I'd love to hear from you, and I read and respond to every single listener email. I'm going to give you three reasons why you should sign up for our email list today by going to successpodcast.com, signing up right on the homepage. There's some incredible stuff that's only available to those on the email list, so be sure to sign up, including an exclusive curated weekly email from us called Mindset Monday, which is short, simple, filled with articles, stories, things that we found interesting and fascinating in the world of evidence-based growth in the last week. Next, you're getting an exclusive chance to shape the show, including voting on guests, submitting your own personal questions that we'll ask guests on air, and much more. Lastly, you're going to get a free guide we created based on listener demand, our most popular guide, which is called How to Organize and Remember Everything. You can get it completely for free, along with another surprise bonus guide, by signing up and joining the email list today. Again, you can do that at successpodcast.com, sign up right at the homepage, or if you're on the go, just text the word SMARTER, S-M-A-R-T-E-R, to the number 44222. Remember, the greatest compliment you can give us is a referral to a friend, either live or online. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us an awesome review and subscribe on iTunes, because that helps boost the algorithm, that helps us move up the iTunes rankings, and helps more people discover the science of success. Don't forget, if you want to get all the incredible information we talk about in the show, links, transcripts, everything we discuss, and much more, be sure to check out our show notes. You can get those at successpodcast.com. Just hit the show notes button right at the top. Thanks again, and we'll see you on the next episode of The Science of Success.